I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? It's the Big Homie Kodak. This is the Big Homie's House. It's episode 26 of the Big Homie's House. And we got my boy, Big Homie.
Young Martez.
Young Martez is in the building all the way from Fifth Ward, Houston. Okay, I was paying attention. We got Houston in the building. And we got, of course, Big Homie Butter Water.
Hey, y'all.
How you doing? You good?
I'm doing amazing.
Hey, man. I'm glad everybody's here. Everybody's fine. We're drinking. We got wings, you know. Cash is here. Shout out to Cash. And we living. We living life, you know.
Live life. Best way to live.
So we're going to get today's episode started the same way we get every episode started for the past 5 weeks. With Butter's card game.
Yes.
What's up? Black Card Revoked.
Black Card Revoked. So the game is called Black Card Revoked. And basically, it's questions that black people should know. So I need to know if you know these questions. So I'm going to ask you this question. If you don't know it, your black card is taken. And we're going to have to send you back to Houston. Okay, you're ready?
Not even Houston. We're going to send it back to San Antonio.
You find your way back. All right. Yeah. First question. If Tupac were still alive, A, he'd be acting a fool on social media. B, he would be a politician. C, his new music will be trash. D, he would have won an Oscar.
Damn.
Acting a fool on social media, politician. His new music is trash. He would have won an Oscar.
Oh, one more time.
If Tupac were still alive, he'd be A, acting a fool on social media. He would be a politician. His new music would be trash. He would have won an Oscar by now.
I think he'd be a politician.
I think all those possibilities.
All of them? His music would be trash?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think
I think all the...
I'm being honest. I don't even think he'd probably be doing music at this point.
I don't think he'd be doing music. Yeah, I think he probably would be doing like politician stuff, or at least
true. I don't think he could have been politician.
Not a politician, but he would be an advocate.
He'd be an advocate because he got hit with that rape charge. It was like
he was still deep in that. Even though he got hit into the right, the world still loved him. He was still deep into that shit. Like,
I don't think his music would have been trash. I don't think he should have been making no music though. But
I feel like if Tupac was alive now, he'd be doing songs with Katy Perry. Nigga would have crossed up. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
I don't think he'd be doing music.
Y'all don't think he would have won an Oscar?
Oscar for what?
I mean, because he did do good in movies. He was doing his thing.
I mean, Tupac is an actor. He did act like a thug most of his career.
Okay.
Tupac went to ballet school.
Here's the next one. According to Mama, what do you do with the chicken grease? Old chicken grease. Recycle it, pour it in the sink, pour it in the toilet, save it to fry fish. You save it.
I ain't fried chicken in a long time, like in grease, because I got an air fryer now.
Oh, you healthy now?
A little bit. It's still fried, but shit.
When you was frying, what do you do with the old chicken grease?
We gonna reuse that motherfucker.
I'm gonna say you gotta reuse it. Sit on the pot on the back of that stove.
Yeah, we gonna reuse it. We gonna reuse it till the shit burnt.
Okay. Which hot sauce is the only one worth using? Frank's Red Hot, Texas Pete, Louisiana Crystal, Red Devil.
Texas Pete!
Louisiana Crystal.
Louisiana.
Yes. Yeah. Texas Pete is too thick and too hot. And it's like...
Wow, I'm alone, Cash?
Yeah, you alone.
Wow!
Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana.
You picked Louisiana? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, that's
a good one. Texas Pete.
That's
what
crazy.
What is something they should take off the soul food menu? Ham hocks, overcooked greens, chitlins, or anything with a ton of salt? Chitlins need to be off the soul food.
You can shut the fuck up.
And you like chitlins?
And ham hocks.
Ham hocks, yes. Like, well, who eats that? Kodak, you eat chitlins?
I do eat chitlins.
You eat boo-boo?
I eat butt, so.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, like, shit, it's chitlins. What are you like? I don't eat it all the time.
No, I don't eat it at all.
You shouldn't want to eat it all once you smell it.
Hell no.
Anywho, that was all. It wasn't really too much. Y'all couldn't have y'all black card taken because it was more of
This is the first episode. Like,
I went easy on y'all because Kodak B don't be knowing the questions.
Because you be giving us some bullshit.
Kodak don't be knowing none of the questions.
You be giving us some bullshit. Anyway, man, let's get into the porch where we talk about current social issues, political topics, pop culture topics, and everything in between. So let's talk about WAP. Wet ass gushy. Wet ass pussy, as the explicit version says.
Wet
and gushy. The wet ass pussy. Has everybody seen the video? You seen the video, Martez?
I did.
But how many times did you watch it?
Reminiscing.
A few.
Butter, how many times did you watch the video?
I only watched it one time. and I'd just be looking at like the snippets. But it was fine.
What was your favorite part of the video?
Favorite part is when they actually started dancing in the water. That was my favorite part. The choreography in the water.
That shit was hard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I ain't had no favorite part though, but that shit though was hard. I like it though.
My favorite part was Cardi was doing the split on the chair.
Oh yeah.
In the cheetah room. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh fuck. The cakes is looking crazy.
I feel like
and then Megan hit hers right after.
I feel like the video made the song though.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because like, I don't think the song is that great, and I feel like if they had released the song without the video first, it wouldn't have had the reaction. Because like, when I heard the song, I was like, she kind of like, when I listened to it without the video, it was like, she kind of like mid.
I don't know.
When you're looking at the video, like, you paying attention to the fucking video, it's like, yo, this is this some BET uncut shit.
Cause like really like both of them talk too much big shit to just go and collab on some shit like that.
Yeah.
They talk big shit.
They do.
You know what I mean? So you expect big shit to be happening when they collab. Now,
yeah.
I mean, cause I feel like that put the song in a box, which is still a good song.
No, it's a good song, and I feel what you're saying.
And on top of that, I don't know, marketing is a big ass mind game.
It is.
People play this shit at radio all fucking day until you finally start liking it. We get that too, so.
They gonna play this shit 3 times an hour on any radio.
And the third time, you gonna find yourself singing and not even know what the fuck you're singing. You know what I'm saying?
So, I remember when I first started working at Vino 3, it was when Drunken Love came out. When I tell you, I could tell you, every time that motherfucker would come on when I was working overnights.
Yeah, man. So, you know. It's gonna work regardless.
It is gonna work.
It's
it
not a trash song. It's just not a song.
It's not a trash song, but what he's saying is.
It's just not what I thought it was gonna be when I first seen the cover, when they first made the announcement, like, mm-hmm. Cardi and Megan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn, okay, this shit here probably crazy.
Like, two dudes I like that rap, Eminem and Kendrick, right? So when Eminem album came out a few years ago, he had a song with Kendrick, and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker finna go hard. Nigga, it was some bullshit. Like, it's like when you see two rappers
that's fire and they collab and you expecting it to be like a big collab, but seemed like it just be taken away from what they both can do.
Like, it was more like a gimmicky song, like, yo, all right, we're gonna get on this song and talk about wet ass pussy. But like, we know Meg and Cardi can both rap, like, mm-hmm. if they got on that bitch and started really rapping, but like, it wasn't a song for that, you feel me? Maybe they make.
I could get why they came out with that, because at this point, we all know, don't nothing sell better than six. Let's be honest.
Six sales
right now.
And the video sold everything. That's why I had to come with the song.
Right, so shit.
Because if the song came out first, that shit would have been dead in the water. But it came out with a video. Now what niggas talking about? The video. So we know the song is filthy as hell. It had the whole world upset. We had politicians talking about WAP. Like, said this song is a detriment to society. Talking about all that shit. So, do y'all think, like, that song was that bad to, like, for people to have this kind of negative reaction to it?
Nah, I just think people are getting too comfortable with just voicing their opinion about any every little fucking thing.
Right.
And you just gave the world something new to talk about when they got the video.
When Cardi first started.
I mean, I guess that's not.
And Megan first started. They both was talking about their vaginas.
Meg's first big song is literally called Big Old Freak.
Yeah, nigga, I don't hear that shit when you talking about
that. People just need to mind their business. Trying to say something like, hush.
I do think, judging off Cardi B first album with the, what song she had? What was that girl name she had a song with? Ring, ring? That shit.
Oh, like, Kalani?
Like, Cardi is so much bigger than that song that she just came out with, though. Judging off the album, when I first heard her, I was like, damn, okay, she was talking about some shit. She remind me of Nicki, like, they talking about more shit, you know what I mean, than just fucking and sucking, you know what I'm saying? Just being honest, they talk about life, they talk about where they come from, what they seen themselves doing, and who they are now, you know what I'm saying? I like this shit, I like hearing that shit from a woman. You know, I love our black queens, I love y'all, you know what I mean? Beautiful black queen, you know what I mean?
I'm just with this shit, so,
I like hearing that side of the ladies, you know.
You like hearing the nasty side of the ladies?
I like hearing the nasty side of the ladies, but I like hearing the true side of them too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Knowing they got another side.
So. Yeah, we all come from somewhere. I mean,
I think niggas is out of line when they say, oh, well, they shouldn't be talking about pussy and sex. Like, bro, do you listen to niggas rap? Do you listen to men? talk about this shit. Like,
but it's, the moment but we see, then, about it. But then it's like this too. Like, it's like everything. 2020 has took us through so much, right?
Yeah.
So it's like I think people still kind of in the mode of, man, this ain't the time for that type shit. That's how I feel. You got the coronavirus shit going on. You got.
I don't want to hear Cardi and Meg rap about the coronavirus.
No,
I'm not saying they rap about that. I never said that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a move for everything. I'm not saying they wrong. I'm just voicing my opinion on why people might be so. They shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
This is fucking up our environment type shit.
Yeah.
I can see why, cause we done been through so much in 2020 to where it's like that it's super sensitive what the ears are hearing right now. I feel that's how I feel. I could be wrong.
I feel like it's so much stuff with so much stuff going on. It's other stuff
to
be worried about. Then that's wrong.
Exactly.
The politicians that was all in, you should be worried about why the people not arrested for Breonna
exactly.
Taylor.
Exactly.
Why you worried about
you? No, they need to be worried about why the president trying to give niggas $400 a week instead of $600 a week. Like y'all is worried about the wrong shit. Y'all worry about the wrong shit. That this WAP video is not gonna change society. It's not gonna affect none of that shit. You feel me? Like y'all worry about the wrong shit.
I still think it's a good move. You know, Carly coming back. It's been a while since Carly dropped. Carly came back. She came back with a cool feature. Meg doing her thing. It was crazy. It was a lot of hype before it came. Shit, the video made it hyper. Shit, they still won.
They did. They definitely won. So, well, next question is...
I respect the move, you know what I mean?
The move for the video?
Yeah, the move for the whole thing. Respect it.
So, a lot of, like, continuing on, we were just talking about, a lot of people was like, you know, this song was a bad representation for women. It set women back. It's not a good song for women that we think should be role models. Do y'all think Cardi and Meg are role models?
They're not. And Cardi already said it. She's not trying to be a role model to y'all kids. Stop letting them listen to her music. She didn't come into this business saying she want to be a role model for young little girls. No, they're not.
Man, I think people do what they have to do to get where they at.
Yeah.
This is real life. Everybody want to look and seem so fucking perfect. Carly go right, the world gonna swear she should have went left. Carly go left, the world gonna swear she should have went right.
Yeah.
It's like no real or right opinion to some of this shit. And I mean, people go through rough shit. And they get rewarded at the end and all, and they get through it. You never know how strong you is to being strong. It's the only fucking choice you have. So with that being said, Cardi going through what she went through, being a stripper, being a dancer, doing what she had to do to survive, doing what she had to do to get to her career and where she at right now. Man, it is what it is, man. You can't
I feel like
judge motherfuckers for that. You know what I mean?
I feel like this. Like, look, everybody in the industry is not made or built to be a role model. You feel me?
No, they're not
built to be a role model. But you may end up accidentally being somebody's role model. Somebody may come from that same situation and look up to you. But still, that's not your job to fit the mold of what they think you're supposed to be. You feel me? Like, if somebody look up to me, then they got to be prepared for everything that come with me. I'm not going to change myself to make you feel better about what you think I'm supposed to be.
That's right. I agree. I mean, you do you, and whoever accepts you for you, it is what it is.
Exactly. So if you accept me for me, and know that I'm building and growing as a person, you feel me? I'm not gonna try to change myself to be better for you. Then shit, it is what it is. But if you think that Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are supposed to be this pixie clean image for your kids,
right?
Nigga, you raise your kids. Raise your own fucking kids.
For real, you can't stop.
You got your 8-year-old daughter on here listening to rap music. What are they supposed to, this is not kids about what they supposed to be talking about. They're not role models. Not saying they're bad people, because I feel like they're good people, but they're grown women that's making music. And
Kids Bop do be trying to flip some songs into some shit.
They might be like, what?
I don't know how Kids Bop will flip wet ass pussy into some kids friendly shit, but shit, I would love to see it.
They're talking about some vegetables. This is wet and good.
Yeah. You feel me? But nah, I don't think, like, if Meg and Cardi are not what you want your kids listen to, don't let your kids listen to Meg and Cardi.
But again, you are not going to stop your kids from listening, because you're trying to stop them. But they go to school. They got friends. They listening to this stuff.
You're right, because my little cousin, when the day after the video came out, my cousin was like, have y'all seen the video? I was like, no, we not gonna talk about that shit.
Kids be knowing more than we do before we know it. They in these phones, you giving them iPhones at 8 years old. They're in these iPads and iPhones on YouTube, and you're not paying attention. You cannot stop these kids from learning stuff. They're going to learn it before you do.
You're right, but like, I'm not about to discuss that shit with you. Oh, yeah.
Don't discuss it. Don't discuss it because, one, they're not of age, but you trying to blame an artist that don't even know you or your kids about influence. They're going to see it anyway.
Yeah.
No matter how much you're going to try to hide it from, they're going to see it. And the fact that you're trying to hide it,
it's the real world.
They're going to do it anyway.
I ain't going to lie. Like, when I was in college, the main chicks that was, like, busting it open was motherfuckers that was sheltered. The motherfuckers that was sheltered at home.
With the strict parents.
Like, because they was like, shit, okay, well, you're not going to experience nothing at home. We're going to hide you from the world. By the time they go to Clark Atlanta or any other HBCU, shit, nigga like me down there.
Coming back home. You wonder why they ain't come back on Thanksgiving because they...
They down there getting their back blew out by a nigga that's savage as hell. Speaking of HBCUs, shout out to the dog, the big homie 2 Chainz, for releasing Moneymaker, which is an HBCU sample from the... Have you heard it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you wildin'. HBCU sample. It's a band sample from Southern University's marching band.
Mm.
It's very hard.
So he rapped on their...
He marched on a marching... We're gonna play it. You know, I got the speaker. We're gonna play it after we play the big homie shit.
Okay.
After we play the big homie stuff. So, yeah. But, yeah. It's hard. So, shout out to 2 Chainz for that sample. He mentioned Clark Atlanta in it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about HBCU culture? I know y'all got Texas Southern down there in the big the great state of Texas, Prairie View. I got a few HBCUs down there.
Yeah, we do. This is jumping down now.
It is. Do you frequent any of those campuses?
Yeah.
See, you know what I'm talking about. I remember my first time at Clark Atlanta, man. I seen the ratio. The ratio of women to men. I remember one class I was in, as a matter of fact. This class had 30 people in it, right? 33 people, matter of fact. The class had 33 people in it. So, it was me, my nigga Larry, and like I think one or two other dudes in the class. But it was 33 people in the class. So I'm sitting in the back, right, with my nigga Larry. Like, yo, see how many women in here? I said, yeah, I ain't never noticed it like that. Like, yo. What'd you say?
I said, we had y'all beat.
Yeah, I did. No. Well, you had us beat, but we had y'all beat.
Yeah.
He get it.
What?
Who win that ratio? It's more of us. It's more of y'all than it is us. Who got the selection? We got to pick.
Nah, for real.
Exactly.
Whatever.
You stuck.
Anywho. Whatever. I think that's what all colleges do. I think women.
Montez, she hate that
shit. Okay.
They don't like when niggas got options. I ain't got to deal with your bullshit.
We got options.
Out of here. No, the fuck y'all don't. Y'all had 4 niggas to pick from.
We not picking from y'all. That's what y'all thought we was picking from.
Who you going to pick from the local Atlanta niggas?
Thank you.
And we had Spelman.
Don't say y'all. Whatever y'all got going on.
Damn, yeah, Montez, you gonna run the bus like that?
I'm just saying, what you referring? I'm just saying, don't say y'all as y'all too. Y'all type. Nah. I mean, get to know me first before.
Damn, Montez.
I ain't done, you know.
I feel you, dog.
We don't know each other like that.
But shit, man, I'm hopeful, man. Shit, I seen some niggas talking about doing homecoming in the spring, dog. That should be gravy for me. I hate fall weather anyway, so we have a homecoming in the spring. That's just they canceled the fall homecoming and shit.
No fine.
But if they had that shit in the spring, would you pop up for tailgate?
Crazy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I might die. Like
everybody will.
I might die. I like alcohol poisoning.
I am gonna say this though. Due to all this crazy shit that's been going on in 2020, man, that shit been rough. This 2020 is almost over.
Niggas don't realize that. Yeah, it's August.
Niggas ain't even thinking about that. Just that fast.
Summer over.
That mean 4 months, and we're going to 21 now.
Yeah, I mean, but shit, and the shit really like a downhill slope after October. Really,
after September.
September. Yeah, August, November, December. Yeah. I mean, October, November, December.
Everything shit down.
Yeah. So I mean, are we ready for 2021?
I hope it be better than 2020.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie, 2020 was crazy. Kobe died. COVID shit.
It was really like a bunch of shit after the Kobe shit hit. Like I remember, I couldn't do shit.
He escaped a lot of stuff.
He was like, you know the type of person Kobe is. Like his mindset. Like yo, this nigga was just fucking. I'm out of here.
The fact that bro died with his daughter is just man, that shit touched me. That's
I think everybody remember what it was when that shit happened. Like I was in my mom's living room. I was watching it, it happened the same day as the Pro Bowl, right? You know, shit, niggas that watch football, we're going to watch any type of football we can get. So I'm getting ready to watch the Pro Bowl. I'm looking at my phone, Kobe Bryant passes away in a tragic helicopter.
I was looking. I'm like, who jokes about something like
that? That sound like a joke.
Yeah, I was like, who jokes about something? I kept saying, I'm like, no.
But I just had to go to sleep. I had to go to sleep. Like, yo, this is too much right now. And like, when they found out his daughter was with him, and
that
this
shit, that shit cried. That shit just.
And when you just think about like everything going on in W, it, like Gianna Bryant would have changed the landscape of the WNBA. Mm-hmm. She would have legitimized everything. Like she would have brought that shit to like she would have did. I'm trying to think, like it would have been like a generational athlete coming into the WNBA mm-hmm. and just changing that shit. You feel me? But like, damn, like it still don't make sense. It feel like some we in the wrong universe type shit. Now, Kobe?
Like, I ain't gonna lie, now when it happened and I noticed he died with his daughter, I hate to be like this and say it like this, but I was like, you know what? I hope I die with my son.
Yeah.
Like for real, bro. I don't want to leave my kid here. And I don't know. But I feel like
you wouldn't want him to live his life out.
I don't know if it had to. I mean, because at the end of the day, when you're born, don't, if you ain't promised shit else, you promise to die. So I'm just saying, like shit, like if I had a choice, I want to take him with me. That's all.
I don't think this.
I think kind of on the inverse of that. Like I feel like I think on like the opposite of that. No, like if my mom was to go like suddenly. And shit, like, I don't know what that pain, that type of pain would feel like. You feel me? Like, because she helped me with everything, so I don't know. Like,
I'm not.
I know what you're saying. I know you ain't gonna let him die.
I ain't saying that.
I'm just saying if God
was like, hey. Man, I would rather it happen like that. I'm just being for real.
What you think?
Yeah.
Like that.
I'm not saying I want it to happen like that.
I wouldn't want that. But I would want to make sure that they would be left with somebody. Like I know I would feel better, passing, God forbid, if I knew that they had somebody to lean on. Like not just about to be out here. Now you got to be thrown into different systems. Like if I know they're going to be left in good hands.
That shit is so real.
Yeah, but. Nah, I want that shit.
Like, that's a really a heavy mindset because it's like I want to put you in the best situation. That's why like I don't got no kids now because I know if I had one now I'm not gonna have them in the best situation. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So that's why I don't see motherfuckers just be having kids for the sake of having kids. Like bro, like y'all motherfuckers struggling.
Right.
Like this nigga.
I seen a post. It was like that's why y'all gonna be 33 changing diapers. So like I don't care,
bro. Like.
I'm gonna
be 33 and
live my 20s out.
Like he gonna be good, you feel me? So shit, man. I feel you. It's like
there's nothing wrong with people having babies young, but
you got any kids yet?
Yeah, he just did his son.
Oh, you got a little one now. How old is he?
He's 4.
Oh, yeah.
Tough. He's in right here.
He like he love his daddy, boy. Yeah. He look like he a daddy's boy.
And it's tough, bro. Bro, in boxing, playing football, all kind of shit.
That's good.
That 4 shit, man. And little dudes need that, man. I know I didn't grow up with that. I grew up. Oh, that's hard.
That's hard.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. Little dudes need positive influences in their life.
Shout out to
I love Mines of Death. I got him right here. I love Mines of Death. So it's like for real, man. Just shit, man. I just know that ain't nobody gonna take care of mine. Like I'm gonna take care of mine.
Yeah.
Like real talk, you know.
I feel that.
I know, right?
We're on the road with good dads.
Right, we've been getting all the good dads.
Damn, right. You know what? You're right. Because Fred was up here, mm-hmm. and he was like, and he proved that shit like the week after. Unfortunately, like nigga he got hit in the head with a bullet. Yeah. Thankfully, he's alive. He's moving around. He was just on vacation this past week. But shit, man, shout out to all the good dads out of here. Because the media will paint that shit like. All dads ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all black dads ain't shit. Let's be specific about that. It's like all black dads is leaving their kids in the gutter.
Yes,
so
they do. They need that.
Shout out to all the black dads doing great things.
Yes.
So let's get into, we done with the porch. I saw Azealia Banks talk about some shit. She said, I can't just dismiss it like that. So Azealia Banks said that she was contemplating suicide. Do we know who Azealia Banks is?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, so Zayn Banks, a female rapper from New York. She has, she says she has bipolar disorder, same shit Kanye's dealing with. And she said she was ready to lead this earth. But she's been a negative motherfucker her whole
she
career.
She has. It's kind of hard to feel sad for her. Even though we're not going to just be like, oh,
yeah, like when people
like, dang.
Like when people are like, I feel like her and Kaya are kind of in the same boat. Like, all y'all do is, every time we see you, it's for some negative shit. Talk
it's
about
hard
somebody.
To receive your message and receive you emotionally.
Like, because every time I see Kyle on the internet, it's like, oh, you dragging somebody, you're doing some negative shit. Like, so when you are experiencing some negative shit, it's kind of hard for me to empathize with you. Like, when you talk about offing yourself, it's like, okay, well, I hope you're dealing with whatever demons you're fighting right now, because we don't want nobody to do that shit. But at the same time, it's like, you kind of act like a bitch.
Karma, like, I get what you're saying, because it's like karma when you're doing negative stuff to people.
Ain't no nice way to word that shit.
You
like,
kind of like a
bitch. You kind of acting like a bitch.
I get what you're saying. It's kind of hard to actually feel sorry when you've been, all we've been getting from you is negativity.
LOL, get well soon.
Not LOL.
I don't want you to do it, but like at the same time, it's like, I'm not about to be like, oh, boo hoo hoo. Like, you're a fucking asshole. Like,
bro,
who's somebody you hate?
Bro, heartless.
Like, if Trump come out and say right now, like, oh, I hate myself, I'm about to jump off a building, it's like,
Do it.
Do a flip.
How you gonna do it? God forgive me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's like,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
You're kind of a dick. Like, somebody, Bob. I'm being honest, somebody probably say this shit about me. Like, I don't roast a bunch of people on Twitter. Like, bro, fucking no name just blocked me.
You did say you was clowning her, though.
Why doesn't no fucking no name?
That's what I'm saying. You always
say
that.
That's why she blocked me.
She probably would say the same shit about me.
Cody be like, yeah, you definitely a no name because no one knows you.
I'm like, I'm so if I was on Twitter, like, yo, I'm about to fucking drink cyanide.
Hey, bro, damn,
Donate would probably be like, do it, nigga, do it. Everybody, like, I'm an asshole to some people.
I don't think nobody would think that way.
Oh, yeah, niggas do not like me. Niggas have made fake Instagram.
You, yeah.
Niggas have made fake Instagram pages to harass me, bro. Like, I know who it was, too. It's like, I only got a problem with a select few of niggas, like. I know it's you, nigga, like. I was looking at my old Instagram post earlier this week. You remember Ask FM? No, the ice gone.
Ask
FM, like when niggas would ask you to say anonymously. Oh my god, niggas was telling me to kill myself.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, damn, nigga. Oh, this over Twitter?
Kodak is mean, though.
I'm not. Cass, what am I mean?
Kodak, you are.
I don't believe in holding back.
Blunt, he's heartless.
Kodak is. I'll be like, oh my god.
I don't mean to be that way. I'll be like, why are we gonna tiptoe around the truth? Like, this is how I feel.
That's why you got blocked.
Right.
I was surprised, bro.
Seen her the episode.
I thought she had deleted the tweet, bro. I looked at that shit. No name has blocked you. she had tweeted. So, oh, this is what she said, bro.
Blocked by user.
No, she had said, they were talking about how, oh yeah, no, let's listen to more No Name. She doesn't rap about sucking dick, and she was like, yeah, but yeah, I got songs about sucking dick. I was like, how do we know? We don't listen to you. And then she got blocked. But I followed up. So I ain't listen to no fucking No Name. I don't. The only time I listened to a No Name song was I got tricked because she was on Chance's album a few years ago.
That song was fine.
That shit was fine. So No Name, you got one verse that I do like out of your whole career. But we ain't listen to no fucking, like, I would rather listen to.
Somebody gonna send her this clip too.
I would rather listen to We Paid 2 billion times before I listen to a No Name song once. I would listen to 40.
We Paid is fine though.
Exactly. So I would rather listen to that shit. I would rather listen to that shit 2 billion times. Like, I wouldn't listen to, like, you said, hey, I'll give you $5 to listen to a No Name song. I'll turn it down.
Go there. Why you on her like that? Like, this is. She did something to you.
I don't like fucking No Name, and she's just so outspoken. Like,
why are you upset?
Yes, why
I'm not upset. I'm just like surprised, like, because all the
surprised that you've been so mean to her.
Like, if you gave me $100 to a No Name song right now, I'd probably turn that down too.
Oh my god!
But if you got like the $250, I'd take $250 to listen to a No Name song.
Kodak, bad. It's not that serious. I really do like No Name. You really do like her.
Look how he just sitting there.
No Name, if you see this, request him to get on the show.
We is gonna see it. I'm gonna make this a clip and tag you. We not listening to no fucking No Name. That's gonna be the caption.
DM me, cause I'll get you on. I'm bringing you in here. We gonna do a pop up on Kodak.
You know how like Deezus and Meryl have like the rainbow clips for like the what you wanna put in on rainbow? Fuck No Name.
Kodak got some smoke.
Nah, that's tequila. I'm sorry.
As drunken tongues speak the truth.
Anyway. Anywho, why is it that credit card scammers are respected more than unemployment scammers?
Or Forex traders.
We've learned to respect Forex traders because we have one here. But niggas do not like the niggas getting over unemployment.
I know, I've seen that. It was like, not the scammers though, but somebody was like, people, essential workers should have got that $400, that $600. I'm like, you should have quit.
Now, you could have got that shit too, my nigga. Like, it, but I think, like, the problem is, if you are getting your light on.
No.
I think the problem is, if America's giving more people, if you're, the money you're making at your job is less than what the people on unemployment are getting, that's a problem with America. That's a problem with the government. Right. You feel me? So, you mad at the wrong motherfucker. That's just how I feel.
And then it's not that people who are unemployed are not trying to get work. Some people really can't get work. So you worried about something that don't even have anything to do with you.
My shit.
Because there's some people who really can't work.
I found out I had unemployment at like the end of July, but I didn't know I had unemployment because my job had filed it for me because I was working part time at this spot. So when we had ended our work in March, I didn't know, but I just got hope. I started getting a whole bunch of unemployment. I thought somebody was trying to scare me. So I found out that
still spending it.
I found out at the end of July, my shit was just sitting there, like it had built up, and I had a whole bunch of back pay. So I went around fucking bought a MacBook. That's my shit. But like, why do we respect the unemployment? Why do we respect the niggas that's actually stealing from people more than the people that's stealing from the government?
I don't.
What do you think, about Young Montez?
Montez, you better be scamming.
Are you a scammer?
Not at all.
Because he sat back on this one.
No comment on that. I don't get into all that, man. I ain't get unemployment. I don't get unemployment. I don't know nothing about no $600 or none of that shit. I heard about it, but I ain't try to get it myself, shit.
You ain't get the small business loan?
None of that shit, man.
Somebody told me, like, to try to get the small business loan and shit.
But
like,
I will say this, though. The other side been doing this shit for years and scamming on some legal shit for years, man. And they've been taking money and doing all kind of shit and getting away with money laundering and all that other shit.
Thank you! So, that is what I'm saying. So like, the government been getting over for years.
Doing shit for years. Like, the legal way, just a smarter way versus robbing and killing and stealing for it. They've been trying all kind of shit and jipping the system and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, the fact that our race, I ain't gonna say niggas ain't gonna disrespect us like that.
You don't like the N-word?
N-word is cool, but not in this sentence right now.
Thank you.
But I'm gonna say this: our race, the fact that we got a chance to receive whatever and however we got it, I'm not mad at nobody for taking advantage of it.
Right.
I don't blame them for taking advantage of it. They gonna give it to us. They don't want to give it to us anyway.
Exactly. Hey, they're trying not to give it to us now.
Had this shit never happened, we would have never got it anyway. So what? I mean, shit, if we don't give, they gonna take it.
Exactly. Okay. And like, when you think of, like, when niggas think of, like, welfare, they think of black people, right? You know who the leading motherfuckers is on welfare?
White people.
That shit is crazy.
They're
the main ones getting government assistance.
EBT card, they're the most ones on food stamps.
So who's really stealing from the government?
Man, that shit crazy.
People just need to mind their business.
I'm just saying.
To each his own, though.
So,
where is this second stimulus check out? Is the question.
Somebody said, I don't care about no WAP, BOP, GAP, WAP. I need that stimulus check.
That's stimmy. So, I got a question. This question I seen posted on Twitter. Not posted on Twitter, but it stems from Twitter, right? So, this girl posted a video and said, like, yo, you could be a hoe and a housewife, but like she a porn star, right? And her pinned tweet is a video of her getting the train ran on her. So I'm like, yo, can you be a hoe and a housewife?
It's hard to disagree.
Yeah. You know how many porn stars are wives now?
Like, but like, would you...
Cardi B is a wife now?
No, like, still doing the whole shit. Yeah.
I still think that people are wife.
Would you expect... Would you... If your husband was out here slinging dick to multiple women and eating ass? And everybody accept that shit when it's not somebody who they dealing with.
No, I wouldn't.
Everybody accept that shit when it's not somebody they're dealing with. But, like, when it's them, nobody want to be a part of that shit. Montez, what you...
Hell no. Can't do it.
She was getting... I got to find the video.
Hey, when you really love somebody, I don't give a damn what the circumstances is. You really love somebody, like, you can't... If I really love you, I don't want to see another man touching on you. I don't want to even know that you're interested in somebody else.
Do you think that somebody can be in love with the person if they are doing threesomes and orgies?
What the fuck you got going on?
I'm saying, like, it's married people who be having threesomes and orgies.
I will say...
are they in love?
I think it could be possible. The reason why...
They're in love?
I feel like that. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you why. Because you got some people that just accept that, hey, I don't care how good of a person I am to you. Hey, you're going to fucking cheat on me. Whether I find out about it or not, nobody's perfect. It is what it is. I'm not going to play like that. We're in this perfect world, but nobody cheats. Niggas don't cheat. Women don't cheat. So, hey, if you don't do that, we might as well do it together.
So this is a tweet I saw, right? This tweet I saw, right? You see it? She's wilding, right?
That's Cardi?
Nah, that's not Cardi. That relax. Like so, but when I go to her pinned tweet, bro, like...
It looked like similar to that video that
but
she showed us.
That's with multiple niggas.
Oh. It looked like...
No, that's more than one nigga.
See, on that note...
Yeah, shit changed.
It changed when the two niggas. Nah. I know women be trying to be like, hey, it's not different for two women. Man, fuck all that.
Man, look, hell
nah. Nah, bro. That shit changed when you get niggas and you running train on you and all of that.
Perfectly state the shit, no, I could not be with nobody. I could not be with nobody. Still considering
myself
a hoe.
I couldn't either.
But what if they were and then they stopped?
If that's your past, that's completely different.
That's completely different. It don't matter how much you was a hoe. You was that.
You could be a super. You could be a super duper elite level hoe. But if you're not doing that shit no more, because I've like been interested in women that was doing that shit, but it's like, if you still want to do that shit while we together or while I'm pursuing you, it's like, no, nigga, like, I'm at least trying to put you on some shit, because that'd be main, some women main way of getting money. So if I can't teach you some shit of a new way to get some money or provide for you so you ain't got to do that shit, because ain't nobody doing it.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't know. I could be wrong. I can't see you just changing all the way from that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
motherfuckers be broke. They don't have no money.
Nah, but I'm still saying
this
though.
But it's still becoming a habit.
I'm still saying this though. Like, okay, let's be honest. Now, you be in a relationship with a person who used to wild out, whatever, do what she do, or he do what he do. Now, just because I'm in a relationship and I'm trying to be this straight person, don't necessarily mean I'm not going to still wild out. I just may not have wild out as much as I used to.
Oh my God.
Took it down a notch.
She done went from game bangs to just like regular threesomes.
Hey, no.
She went from five dicks to two.
I ain't even saying that. I'm just saying, hey, I used to fuck here and there all the time. Now I'm instead of me fucking five times a month, I'm fucking, I'm taking every now and then. I'm still getting my roll out.
I'm still getting my shit ran through, but not as often.
Yeah, because I love you.
Damn, bro, you're right. You're right, bro. So, can you turn a hoe into a housewife?
I don't think so.
People do. But you can't.
But at the end of the day, nobody's perfect. It's about what you accept. You know what I mean? Like, because my grandma used to always tell me growing up, you're not going to find the perfect person. So, you might as well find the perfect person to go through hell with.
Uh-uh.
You don't believe in finding the perfect person?
Not to go through hell with.
She used to say, there's no perfect person. There's no perfect person. in this world. Nobody's perfect. Hey, people do shit. People make mistakes. People fuck up. People get judged for it. People try to change. People try to fix whatever they fucked up, even though it's hard to sometimes. But at the end of the day, God ain't make nobody perfect, so you might as well find a perfect person to go through hell with. Mm-mm. That doesn't mean...
I feel like that's why our ancestors and our great-grandmas and all that stuff, relationships lasted longer.
No.
Because they went through hell.
Hell not. They didn't have no other choice.
But at the same time, though, if it's perfect, it's fake. Yes. If it's perfect, it's fake.
But
hey,
it's the difference between going through stuff, but we're not about to go through hell. You're not about to be cheated on me while we're in this relationship all the time, and I'm still going to be with you.
I never said cheating. I never said none of that shit. I ain't never put no type of box on hell. I ain't never put no type of reference on hell. I'm just saying, period. What you accept. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm not perfect. You got niggas who with a woman and they broke, but they not cheating. You got niggas who got money and they cheat. You got all kind of shit going on. It's a gift and a curse and shit.
Our grandmas and grandma and great grandmas went through that shit because they was uneducated. They didn't have no goddamn option. Where?
They were educated.
They didn't have no employment options.
Has nothing to do with education.
But that
right
doesn't
now.
Mean that they was this educated. About, they was.
This
they
is,
was
I'm talking about back in the day.
No, this is about love.
This ain't about love.
And this is about
great grandparents.
To me, it's about love and energy and spiritual and knowing.
I don't think marriage is about love anyway.
And not ignoring what's real. Like, hey, like, there's no perfect relationship in this world. I don't give a damn.
It's no people perfect
just,
one.
A lot of people just have a perfect way of hiding it.
Look.
I'm just being honest.
I agree with what you're saying. Ain't no perfect relationship.
Yeah.
Because niggas be on that 80-20 shit. Me, personally, I'm not on the 80-20 shit. So when you actually see me with somebody, that mean that they done fit to what I'm trying to do. You know what we mean by the 80-20 shit, right?
Explain.
Somebody is like, they not 100% of what you want. But they fit 80%, so you ain't got to look. They do that 80% so well, you don't want to look for that extra 20% from another person.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, me, I'm not on that shit. You got to be 100% of what I'm looking for, right?
So you got to be perfect for me. You got to be 100%. Well, what's she looking for?
Exactly. So, you feel me? I'm not going to fault somebody if I'm not 100% what they're looking for. You feel me? So that's shit. That's why I'm single.
But the thing is, like, no, bro, I don't feel that. Like, that takes away the definition of team. Like, hey, LeBron can't win a championship by himself. That's why he got a fucking point guard. That's why he got four more people out there to help him get to this level of success or get to this victory. Yep. So, hey, I want a woman. I'm looking for a perfect woman who can go through hell and hot water with me. That doesn't mean we disrespecting each other because we're going through hell. That means we got through some shit and we're growing together. She was stronger than me on certain shit. I was stronger than her on certain shit.
But what does hell consist of?
Hell consists of whatever God, however God got to play
that's,
out
that's,
for you.
That's the daily walk through life.
That's the daily walk through life. Even though you can go through hell by yourself, but hey, bro, if I'm right here with you and I'm your man, hey, and I see you going through some shit, I'm going to try to help you get through it. We just got through hell together.
Hell is like...
You disagree? You still disagree?
I get what you're saying, but I don't think that's what we're talking about, because it's a difference between going hell through...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I feel like what we're talking, like, as far as, like, when I'm thinking of people saying going through hell, they talking about sticking through him cheating, sticking through her cheating.
I ain't talking about that.
All kind of crazy stuff. Now, we're talking about going through hell, like, we got financial problems, or we got just some emotional problems that we both trying to get through. Okay, that's fine, but
Let's go back to the subject of turning the hoe into a housewife. Even if a nigga love a woman strong enough to say, you know what? Okay, why was you having all these sexual situations in your past?
Because that needs to be a conversation.
Listen, like, what was your reason? Tell me your reason. Like, I want to know your reason. I want to know your rationale and why was this going on with you like this. She explained her reason. Okay, let me ask you this. How can we fix that for you to stop that?
That's true.
I'm a man. I love you. I see you more. I see sight beyond sight when I see you. So that's why I still love you, regardless of what people think of you.
Cause
how can I help you change and fix that?
We can all agree, like, a rational thinking woman ain't just doing that shit because she want to do that shit, right?
Of course not.
Cash.
Right.
A rational thinking woman ain't just out here getting trains ran on.
Nigga want this shit for all kind of shit.
It's either she missing something emotionally. She broke as hell. She ain't got no money.
She missing something.
She missing something.
And how can I fulfill that to get you to stop doing that because I fuck with you enough?
Yeah.
So in that matter, yeah, you probably can turn a hoe into a housewife in that matter. If she, because a lot of people do wrong shit for the right reasons.
But sometimes, you know, shit, they be so deep in the game, it's like, well,
would y'all even take them? How did y'all even pursue this person when they was a hoe?
Motherfuckers didn't have, they got good personality. It's like, you never know what's going to draw you to a motherfucker.
Like, shit, for real. You can't, a lot of times, you can't judge a person personality and character off their pussy.
Well, how friendly their pussy is.
You can't. I mean, motherfuckers be really cool. They do. And you talk to a motherfucker and get to kicking it with them and understand that, okay, this person going through this and that, but she or he still wants something out of life. And I fuck with it. I mean, how many women, okay, let's be honest. I'm a nigga, I done had plenty of pussy in my life.
Yeah.
So, hey, bro, like, I got a woman at home. I got a baby mama that I'm planning on marrying. Right?
Yeah.
So let's do the opposite of equal to equal. Just because she's a woman, I'm a nigga that done fucked a lot of women. And shit, a motherfucker might see me tomorrow, and I might catch an eye, and we might fuck around, chop gang, whatever. And shit, we end up being together for years. But I'm a person that done fucked a lot of women. So I can't really judge you, even though the world don't look at it like that. But in actuality, I'm no different from you fucking a lot of men. And you still took me in, and I still took you in. You still took me in. So, in that aspect, you can, bro. You can, but you can't, but you can. It's whatever you accept.
Yeah.
It's whatever you put up with. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's whatever your standards is. You know what I mean? So, and motherfuckers sit here all day and say, I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that until you go through it and you have no trust because God done put you in a position to go through some shit that you ain't got no control over. Now you got to talk to him about it and still get through it.
Yeah. I feel that, but shit. I think you can turn the whole to a housewife.
Man, bro, it's just it.
Communication is key, man. A lot of niggas be hiding
shit.
That shit.
Real shit.
Oh, they do, for no reason.
Because you got some women who still look at it like, nigga, you don't fuck all these hoes, nigga. Mm-hmm. Shit, what you mean by turning the, oh, yeah, you gonna judge me. Nigga, you did the same thing.
My mama always said, put everything on the plate and let them eat it. If they can't eat it, throw it away.
Man, my mama, my grandma always told me, don't take advice from nobody if you can't tell them everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you could miss that one little thing out that you could have told them to give you the real advice you needed to hear, not what you want to hear, what you needed to hear. Yeah. You told them what you wanted them to know, so they're gonna always tell you what you want to hear. But if you tell them what they need to know, they're gonna tell you whether you like what they're saying or not.
Right.
You got what you needed to hear though.
Right.
Just being honest.
I got a question for you. If a dude came to you, cause this is how I am. If a dude came to you and said, "Look, you know, I'm a cheater. I've been a cheater. But I'm working on myself and I want to be better. I'm built to grow." You wouldn't accept that, dude?
No. You work on yourself by yourself, not with me.
You waste your own time, nigga.
I'm a cheater. I'm still a cheater. No, you work on yourself.
You're not still a cheater, but he's saying he's working out of it.
You just say I'm a cheater.
I'm still a cheater, but I'm working on myself.
Nah, nigga. Cheat by yourself, nigga.
Yeah, I get it.
Not with me.
I get it.
Yeah, so you wouldn't take that straight up.
No.
If he was just straight up with it.
Nah. Be straight up. I respect that. We can be cool, but
yeah,
no, we're
saying.
Not together.
But right. See, in that aspect, it really ain't about what you said, how you said it. Because he ain't got to say it to still say, man, look, man, I won't fuck. I'm fucking with you, but I won't fuck. I ain't trying to be in a relationship. I got shit going on. I'm being honest with you. I'm pretty sure you got shit. I don't even want to know what you got going on. Mm-hmm. Let's just get to the business. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's worse is what he just said.
Nah, hold on now, because shit, some women already be fucking hella people.
Yeah.
Like, shit,
yeah,
just add me to the roster. Like,
no.
I'm not trying to take you serious. You're not trying to take me serious. But shit, I'm still attracted to you.
Okay, that's a better way. But you're talking about what he just said. No, that's. Cut like he
because
just
I just said it's not how you said, but it's how you
the
said
same,
it.
The same message, different routes.
Yo, yeah, you know what I mean?
Because
you got some women be on some shit like, shit, all you got to do is just tell me the real, you want to fuck shit, I might want to fuck you too. You know
but,
what I mean?
But some women be on some shit, well, I like you, but I really want a relationship. But like, damn, I could have lied to you and got the pussy, but shit.
Nah, because women out there that will basically tell you, like they just said, okay, you want to have sex? Okay, me too. That's all I want. So I'm not trying to be in a relationship with you. It's women out there like
man,
that. Y'all just assume that they're going to be trying to get
you. You know how I know? Because I went through this shit this weekend. She was like, oh, well, you suck dick, right? Oh, shit, I only suck my man dick. But you suck dick. But
why would you ask somebody? What kind
that's,
of questions
that's going
do y'all
back
ask
to
people?
The question y'all did with TTG Fred.
What are we talking about?
You don't want your girl sucking no other man dick, but you can fuck her. why would you ask another girl that's telling you that she got a man?
No, she don't got it. No, she don't got a man. But she, but she that's her bait. That's her bait of getting like, oh well, I gotta be your man to get my dick sucked. No, well, you was already gonna suck my dick. Apparently, you just want a title to approve that shit.
But that's y'all be terrible. Asking these questions though.
Yes.
Why?
And I bet y'all be saying yes just to get your dick sucked.
No, because I don't like...
They do. They lie. When they can just be straight up.
I don't... No, because I'd be like, no, nigga. Like, now I don't say no, nigga, but I was like, I just unmatched her because we met on Tinder.
No, nigga.
I just unmatched because we was on Tinder. But, I mean, like, I'm not about to lie to you to get my dick sucked because, like, you're not even attractive enough for that shit. So
niggas do lie.
Niggas do lie, but I'm not going to be one of them niggas.
Women lie, men lie.
Numbers don't.
Everybody lies.
That real shit.
Who laughs most?
Shit. Let's get into the next.
Who's the best at lying is the question.
Who the fuck we
women? Some men up. Be good at lying too.
But women is more clever with this shit.
But we just sneaky.
So, this weekend I seen a video on his social media of Suki Hana talking about if you fucking a nigga, you need to have your bills paid. Right? So, should a woman depend on the man she's fucking to be able to pay her bills?
No.
I feel like that's some bum shit.
No, this is not what... I feel like this. It shouldn't be like, oh, you have to pay all my bills. But if I'm laying down with you and this is something we're doing consistently, you need to be paying some bills.
I don't disagree. You need to be paying some bills or doing something.
Nigga, how was you going to pay your bills otherwise?
I was already paying my bills.
This is what I will say. If we fucking... Of course, see, I'm a nigga who don't mind looking out for who I'm fucking with. So... We fucking, I'm not obligated to pay your bills, but if you need me and you falling, of course, I'm willing to catch you.
Okay, so you're not obligated to pay my bills, however, if this is somebody that I'm having sex with consistently, it should never be a time where I ask you for something and you can't give it to me, or my car break down and you can't pull up. You know, it should never be no situation where I'm needing
what are you giving him?
Nigga, you have my body.
Have his body too.
It's other stuff that we're giving. I mean, the women are giving, but at the end of the day, it's like I'm saying.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. We're saying the same thing.
It should be never a time
your
where I'm
shit
asking
up.
You can't give
you going through some shit, and I can help you. Cause shit, you give me your time, you give me your. A lot of women, they don't cheat with their pussy. They cheat, they go at you with their heart a lot of times. You know what I mean? Women are emotional creatures, beautiful emotional creatures. So a lot of times you're gonna fall into that, man, I fucked you and you fucked me, but I'm feeling you and whatever. I know you probably fucked me with your dickhead instead of your big head, but I fucked you with my heart. Type shit, you know what I mean? I'm fucking with it, so I'm gonna give you my loyalty. I ain't fucking too many more other niggas.
I ain't fucking no other nigga.
I'm fucking you. I've been fucking you. No type shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm gonna feel like I should be able to call and ask you for something. Now you're not obligated to do it, but I would expect it. If you fuck with me, how you fuck with me, how I fuck with you. Because if you need me, I'm there for you.
Right. And stop calling people whores.
They're whores.
If you are fucking for money, you are a whore.
It's
not that they're having sex for money. It's not because it's who's to say that people don't have their own money. Suki has her own money, but at the end of the day,
she got from fucking.
It doesn't matter. She still got her own bag. So a dude that she's gonna be having sex with ain't gonna be adding to her bag.
Crazy,
she, but if she wanna... hit him up and ask for something, he need to be giving her something. You know what I'm saying?
This is probably one of the most crazy interviews I've ever seen in my career.
It's not that women are saying, oh, I need.
These bitches be broke. Bitches be broke.
And y'all do too.
If they didn't have a pussy, they'd be homeless.
And y'all would be too.
Niggas would hustle some shit. Niggas would sell crack or something.
No, y'all wouldn't.
Y'all be selling pussy. Man,
no, and y'all do too.
You got some niggas out there be
selling dick.
True.
But what I'm saying is though, like, if you spend,
fact, they be they, never mind.
They be selling asshole.
They sure do.
Hey, man,
we're not gonna
shame nobody. If you gotta sell what you gotta sell. But look, my thing is like, if you have busting that pussy open. And you ain't got no place to stay at night. You focus on the wrong type of hustle.
And you busting that booty hole up, and you ain't got nowhere to stay at night.
I'm talking about, look, I agree. Like, nigga, if niggas ain't got you fucking on the wrong thing.
Everybody always got something to say about what women do. They don't ever want to talk about what women do. I mean,
women's business.
You are. And y'all need to worry about that because your homeboys need to be mad about what
my homeboys
doing.
Got it. My homeboys
worry
got
about
it.
What they doing.
I don't know. None of my homeboys is homeless.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
I don't know. Look.
That's what it seemed like.
Scream at homeless.
Okay.
Bank ain't homeless.
Scream at the whole married man. Exactly.
Bank ain't homeless. Who else?
You started on the wrong end of the
spectrum. I had to start high. Moran ain't homeless.
How about your other homeboys?
Moran ain't homeless.
Moran got some sense.
The ones we don't know about.
The ones we don't know about. You call out.
Montez ain't homeless.
Call out the good ones that we don't know.
Who else?
The bad ones we don't know.
The bad ones.
JC ain't homeless. He got a home tax company, man. The niggas I fuck with ain't homeless.
Nah, I feel you though.
But I know women that they need the fuck to live.
And so I know men that do too. What?
It's way more. The ratio is way higher.
We're slowly seeing men trying to make OnlyFans now. You're homeless. You're homeless.
Crazy to me.
Only are you making OnlyFans, but you got to use an Instagram model's picture to make your OnlyFans. Stop it. You guys are broke.
Y'all broke.
Move on, please.
No, nigga. No. No, goddammit. We're not about to move on.
Oh, you upset now because I called
upset.
You out.
I'm just saying.
You upset now because I called you out.
I'm just saying.
No, because you always on the women getting their money. Just because a woman is saying, give me some money. Whenever she is,
you do not need to be busting that pussy open. If you don't know where you're gonna live at night.
If your
bills are not paid, you are busting the wrong thing open. You need to bust a job application.
When I can bust these coins out your pocket.
You ain't getting shit.
What you giving it? The niggas are giving it.
Who?
So that's why they're not homeless, because these niggas are giving them the money.
Niggas is licks. I will say that. You niggas is licks. Y'all niggas need to do better. Y'all busting.
Y'all do need to do better because y'all are homeless and y'all trying to get some booty off of Tinder and plenty of fish and it ain't working.
It don't make sense for niggas to be homeless and they the ones out here financing the whole OnlyFans epidemic.
Well, guess what?
Something's not adding up.
You don't got no money because you're giving all your money away. So now we just, the women, power to you, just came up on some money. Now these niggas are broke and now they gotta go steal your pictures from OnlyFans and
can I get the camera?
And these niggas are paying for feet.
Niggas!
These niggas are paying for booty pictures.
Stop being horny!
I'm gonna go fill out the application for what? Stop
it!
Take a picture of my feet and send it to you for $1,000. $2,000.
They don't want to see your crusty toes.
But y'all paying for it, though.
Nobody want to see your... Ooh.
You're paying for it, though.
Nobody want to see them 4X fingers.
You are paying for it, though. And I'm not on OnlyFans, nor do I sell any vagina for no money.
So anyway, I'm glad you said that shit. Let's get into the next topic. Because somebody told me this weekend, right? Because I was like, we was talking about OnlyFans shit. We was talking about selling pussy. And we was talking about OnlyFans. This girl on Instagram, she was on Twitter. This girl on Twitter said, I'm insecure because I don't want nobody in my family doing that shit. And I said, look, if I saw somebody in my family doing that shit, I'm a stage of intervention. She said I was insecure and I was controlling because I wanted to do that shit. Am I wrong? Because I don't want nobody, like, I don't want my younger cousins or, like, nobody in my family doing that shit.
No, you're not wrong. But
so how the fuck is that controlling?
Are you giving them money?
I'd find a way to get them some money.
Mm-hmm. Then give me some.
How much you want? All right, cash at me right now. $5? Right now. What's your cash app?
No, I ain't seeing I need more than $5.
What you want, 50?
Which toe you want to see?
I don't want to see none of your crusty
ass
toes.
Which toe you want to see? At the end of the day, women are winning.
But no, let's get back on
women
my topic.
Women are winning.
Cash, am I insecure for making sure that none of my family members have to do that shit?
No.
Like, if one of your young
You're
cousins,
not insecure.
If one of your young cousins say, hey, I'm about to start selling ass.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Like, nobody wants to see that. Like, I'll support that shit. Like, I'm not about to knock that shit, but I don't want to see my family doing that shit. It's kind of like selling drugs. I don't want none of my family selling drugs. That's just dangerous. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Why are you so quiet now when I'm right?
I'm listening to what you're saying, but at the end of the day, I'm still stuck on every time we go on the show, you want to call everybody a whore.
Niggas is whores.
No,
there's
nigga,
nothing
y'all
wrong with
whores.
Being a hoe. There's nothing wrong with being a hoe.
Why are you always talking about it then? Every time you talk about somebody.
We talk about everything.
Every time you always talking about a girl on OnlyFans, you want to call her homeless.
She's a whore. Let's look at it.
But why she got to be homeless if she a whore? She's a paying hoe.
They're not. All the OnlyFans girls is not homeless. But what we about to do is Google whore.
You always say, if it wasn't OnlyFans, they'll be homeless.
They would be. Let's Google whore.
You don't
whore.
Know what these girls got going on.
We got 100,000 people losing employment throughout the last 5 months. You think these motherfuckers... whore.
We don't need employment because we are getting our money from y'all.
A prostitute. A woman that works as a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Works in the sex industry. Be on the streets. For the streets.
You got the Urban Dictionary language.
Now, let's Google prostitute. Y'all think I just be making shit up? No, because apparently I just be making shit up. So, let's Google prostitute. Let me take you guys a glass off before I can see.
Getting the money
practice. No, we don't. The definition. The practice or occupation of engaging in sexual activity for someone for payment. That you want to see my titties? Subscribe to my OnlyFans for $10. So you a fucking whore.
Y'all are doing it too. I'm not niggas saying that nobody's a whore, but you keep saying it's only women when y'all niggas are on OnlyFans too.
It's way more pussies popping on OnlyFans than niggas dicks.
Because we find the money first. Y'all are just now getting hip, and now y'all trying to get in. First, y'all came from buying the stuff. Now y'all want people to buy from you.
Do you have OnlyFans?
No, I do not.
Do you want to get one?
I probably would.
Get one.
No, but it's not going to be selling nothing. I'll probably be on there tricking people.
Exactly. So you're going to be on that bitch. False advertiser. So not only are you a whore, you're a scammer. You're a fucking scammer.
I'm not
going
to be
exactly.
a whore.
Exactly.
Click on here to learn how to copy and paste.
I'm going to be doing fucking Forex in a fucking bra and panties. Get the fuck out of here.
You copy right here, and then you copy over here.
God damn it.
In there in a profit.
God damn it.
Whatever, like I said.
Shit.
OnlyFans users my that fucking do that hot news, wings they at. Are prostitutes. But they're paid prostitutes and they're not
If you a whore, you a whore.
Okay, so your friends are whores too.
I got whore friends.
Oh, now you admit me.
There's nothing wrong. I've said this shit from day one. There's nothing wrong with being a whore.
Then but why don't you always yelling into the top of your lungs?
Because y'all be trying to deny the shit.
Nobody trying to deny it. They are prostitutes. I've been told you. They are prostitutes. But they're paid and they're getting money. And they're not homeless. They're coming up off of... You talking about some why can't they bust an application? Who wants a bus application when I can bust...
A nut. Anyway, god damn it.
And bust your pockets open and get that money. That's what we gonna be busting.
Anyway, let's get to the next question. Right now. What's the day of date?
The 10th.
August 10th, 2020. Would you rather get pregnant or get the coronavirus?
Coronavirus.
Wrong to me, baby. Wrong to me. If a motherfucker hit me right now and say she pregnant, I'm going to be sick. Wrong to me.
You be sickening the coronavirus.
Give me the corona. Butter.
Corona. I can't. Mm-mm. 14 days.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
they going in.
I'd rather deal with 14 days of quarantine than 9 months.
I would rather deal with the possibility of death than a baby right now. Okay. Nigga.
Don't say that.
What, I just be saying anything?
I mean, telling the fucking truth. I'm not lying about shit.
Like, I can't have a baby. If like, someone tell me they're pregnant, I'll stab them in the stomach. Like, oh my God.
No, I never said I'd stab them in the stomach. I did say I would. I would kind of grease the steps. So
wait, what? So she can tumble?
It was accident.
Bro, tripping.
He's
live.
I'm weak. He's
a little greasy. Montez, Rona.
Them girls start going in on you on my live.
They did.
Hey, stop showing him. He's too negative.
See?
I swear to God.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. This tequila. That was wrong cup.
I screen came when I said, there you go.
He came up room. Oh, shit.
Hey, that's him. That's him running the buzz in the block Instagram. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. There you go.
Niggas have got me fired up. Montez, Rona or the goddamn a baby right now?
Rona.
Niggas do not want no kid.
Your baby mama?
Yeah, but still wrong.
You don't want to get.
We don't want another one. We already got one.
Yeah, that little nigga's crazy. Nah.
Rona or another baby? Or a baby? I don't know if you got one.
I have a baby.
You have one?
I'll take a baby, bro.
You take a baby?
I just lost 3 people to Rona, so I'm good.
Aww. Damn. Yeah. Shit.
Kodak, that's enough, because you already going crazy.
It's not water.
Kodak, what the hell?
We gonna be here for another 3 hours,
oh
shit.
Oh, my gosh. Anywho, I have a question for you. So, with your baby mom, what stopped you from... actually being with her like engagement or marriage before? What sparked you wanting to get married?
Really on the coolest thing that I think that we could sit down and talk about things. And I seen that she's willing to actually apply what we're talking about. Like if I complain or I ain't gonna say complain, if I speak on certain things, mm-hmm. she's willing to try to change that. Like, I had a problem with her always yelling. And I understand because you got all this shit going on. You're frustrated. You're aggravated by a lot of shit. But I was trying my best to figure out, okay, how can I, what is aggravating you? Mm-hmm. What is making you frustrated? How can we, first, how can we fix that? Because we can't fix the yelling until we fix that part. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I seen that I can communicate with her and make shit make sense fast. And that was like, that's like the key to growing, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people get mad, they don't want to talk, they don't want to text back, they want to bottle up in their shit, and they just be mad. And for you know, you've been there all kind of crazy shit out of anger that you can't take back once you calm down, you know what I'm saying? And I seen that we can kind of have a self-control, mind control of things, and not go that route all the time. When I saw that, I was like, okay, this may be some long-term shit. Cool. As we got, or whatever, you know what I mean? I started to see a change in our finances. I started to see a change in our situations individually, our situations together. Shit. Well, you know it. I'm looking at this shit like, okay, this ain't my wife. This ain't my baby mama. This ain't nothing. This is my angel.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit.
That's what's up.
My angel. This person give me advice.
This your baby mom?
Yeah. But I feel like she's my angel. I really feel like she's my angel because, I mean, you know, I know a lot of y'all might not know me here in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? But
they're about to know you now. We're about to turn you up.
In Houston, I'm fucking popping, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit coming.
You
with
fuck
that.
With Carl too?
Carl Crawford?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dog.
Oh, Carl the big homie. We've had every artist Carl to fuck with. Affiliated with this shit in some type of way.
Yeah, that's my dog, man. I was actually one of the ones who was finna sign with Carl before Megan did.
Yeah.
Yeah, good shit.
What's up?
Carl Hart. Carl
but that's just what I seen. I seen that we can communicate through sight, beyond sight and shit. And I feel like that's one of the main things you need to have a lifetime relationship with anybody.
That's what's up.
So my question, and it's for everybody. So do y'all think marriage, because of course y'all are deeply in love. Y'all got a relationship. Y'all like each other already. But y'all not married yet. But y'all think marriage is more, is it more paperwork or is it like emotion?
I think it's love. It's not like some people do get married.
I think marriage is paperwork.
I think
for people who walk within the faith of God, I think it's more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the paperwork. Fuck the love. It's more God loves us. He allows us to love each other.
Mm.
We love Him. Hey, you believe in what's going on in the Bible? You believe in that He's a part of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
You want to walk in His principles and His word and His rules. Hey, let's do this so God can bless us more.
Yeah.
That's what I
feel like. There are some people who do get married for business purposes.
For sure.
There are some people that get married.
And there are business perks of marriage.
There are some people who get married for the benefit from it, for whatever reason on either side. People have their reasons for getting married, and it all be all about love. I get that too as well. You know what I mean? Some people get married on some deporting, coming from across another country type shit. All kind of the whole ass shit going on with their marriage. So, I mean, people abuse the theme of marriage like they abuse the theme of drugs, or they abuse the theme of guns. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
because really, guns just to protect yourself. But
guns are not to kill you because I don't like you today.
Yeah. Guns is the you talking about like the first and second, the Second Amendment. Like, you know, you have the right to bear arms and shit, so niggas don't run up in your shit, right?
Right.
But niggas be running up in other people's shit with guns. Niggas be goddamn sitting at home with his family.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I just personally think marriage is political, is paperwork.
It just depends on your values. Like he was just saying, your values. Because some people just like, I ain't trying to get married. But if I do, it's going to be because of business.
Nah, I will say this. Just not what you're saying. Do I agree that most marriage value is that, as far as paperwork and benefiting and all kind of other shit outside of what love is really is? I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. That's why a lot of marriages don't work. You got people who married for a year and it's over with. Divorces being thrown all over the room right now.
Yeah, because a lot of like the young couples, I mean like early 20s couples that I see get married, they always get divorced.
Yeah.
Like my aunt and my uncle, they've been together like as a couple since high school, but like they didn't get married till like maybe early 30s, late 20s. But like shit, they've been together, but they weren't on some like let's get married shit. They wanted like she went away to college for a few years. They went through life before they got married, and now shit, they've been together, they got two kids and a dog, literally. Like, they got this shit most niggas wish for, you feel me? So, but me personally, like, it's business. I feel like it's different. It's different levels to marriage.
I mean, you do get into business when you get married to somebody.
It's tax benefits. Like, and if no, knock on wood, somebody die, unfortunately, then the person that they married to is automatically the beneficiary.
Yeah.
Because it all comes within the definition of team.
Yeah.
Hey, team legally, team paperwork. It's us against the world.
Yeah.
It's us against the government.
Yeah.
It's us against, can you hear me? It's us against the streets. It's us against, so, hey, God even got it to where, hey, your wife coming for your family, so it's us against family if they don't like you.
Yeah.
I love you.
And that's a good thing because even though if you want to add the paperwork, it's good because if I love you this much, I want to be able to make sure that if something happens, I can take care of it as your wife and you can take care of it as my husband because it's certain stuff that as your girlfriend, I can't take care of legally because we're not married.
Yeah.
So you may need me to do something and I can't do that for you. Like when it comes to something with death, God forbid, or anything. So if I love you that much, I want you to be the one who's in charge of such and such if such and such goes down and vice versa. So yeah, but I know for a fact with me, when it's time for me to get married, it's not going to be because I'm trying to scam over on some business. It's going to be because I'm actually really like you.
But you about your business now. So you're not the type of person that's going to be.
So I got a question for y'all. All
right. Oh, shit.
I got it for y'all.
They got a question for us.
Yeah, I got a question for y'all, Mitch. Do y'all think the prenup are necessary?
They're necessary. Because if we're talking about like the business aspect of it, then yeah, it's definitely necessary. Because you got to protect your. I mean, you know, they say the marriage is the combination of two people. The marriage is a combination of two people, right? But at the bare minimum of life, but when you think of life in general, a body is going to protect itself first. It's going to do whatever it is, whatever it can do to survive. Your own body. So you're going to look out for yourself. So if me signing this prenup is going to make sure that I'm straight, shit, you're either going to be with it or you're not. Choice is yours.
Okay, you talk.
She got it.
Oh my goodness.
I personally feel like I would feel some type of way if my husband asked me to sign a prenup. But then again, I probably would sign it if he asked because I'm like, you already showed me how you feel. But I would think of it as like, why are you already thinking of something negative to happen? Like something bad to happen where we're not going to be together. And then I'm also thinking about, both of us need to have our own stuff, our own businesses. You know what I'm saying? It may be some stuff that you can have on your own. I have on my own. We building that. So if something do happen, God forbid, because that's not even what I'm thinking about at that point. If something do happen, we still have to separate. You have your own business. I have mine, and they're equally built up to something. It's not going to be where I'm only leaning on you with your business and this, and then we break up and now I got to go to court and try to get some piece of what you built. We should be building our own stuff. So that's how I feel, but I think I would feel some type of way, but I probably would sign just because of the fact that I know how he feels. So if this is what you're thinking about already during marriage, like.
So you feel some type of way?
I think I would feel some type of way. I feel like I would.
You wouldn't ask your husband to sign one.
Hold on. So since you know he feels some type of way after asking you that, would you still marry him?
I feel like I probably would marry him. It depends on how like the conversation went, but I probably still would marry him. But I know,
at this point, with a woman, there's really no right way to have that conversation.
Yeah, but it just depends on what we're talking about. If I'm getting signs that you thinking about, you may leave at a certain amount of time or some, probably not. But if we've been rocking and that's just something that's just been heavy on you, cool. Because if I came, I wouldn't want you to decline my offer. So, but I just know that when we do have that conversation, I'm on my stuff, and there's nothing that you can do to make me stop. Don't tell me to stop. Don't tell me not to invest in no businesses. Don't tell me nothing, because I need to be making sure I'm good, because you already thinking about stuff that may go wrong.
Right.
And you don't plan on giving me anything if something goes wrong. So I need to make sure I'm straight. Even though I'm already going to be making sure I'm straight, you have no say-so about businesses. Like, not saying, like, we can't talk about, like, I can't include you on what I got going on, but there's nothing that you will be able to tell me, like, no, you can't invest in this. You cannot set this story up. You don't tell me nothing about how to get any kind of streams of income.
I feel you.
Because at any moment, you can decide you can go, and you're not giving me anything that you have.
All right, so this is how I feel. I don't feel like it's necessary.
You don't like prenups?
I don't feel like it's necessary either. If you ask me, I would.
I mean, Because if I gotta look at you like that, you ain't the one I should be
exactly.
marrying anyway.
But it just depends on the conversation, though.
I just think about it for me. Like,
but that would be going through my head. Like, that's what you're thinking about? Literally?
Like, straight up, you see, I just told you, I don't look at her like my baby mama. I don't look at her like my wife. I look at her like my angel. That's beyond all that.
Well, but that's because you've had that experience. So
right.
For me, I have not had that experience yet. So it's kind of like I haven't unlocked that level of relationship yet. I'm still at the level of relationship where, like, this bitch going to do something to me eventually. Let me goddamn cover my tracks.
I gotta watch this.
Yeah, I gotta watch this.
I feel like him though, because I feel like before marriage, we probably been in this for some years, and all these years, that's what you got from me, that I would do something like that to you. Like that's what you've been thinking about all this time when it's time to get married. So I feel what he's.
Because I kind of feel, but I mean, but we said we had the same conversation about like with kids a few weeks ago, like. I don't know what it would feel like to have a kid right now because I have not had a kid. I have not even had a kid threat. Like, I haven't had, like, oh, I might be pregnant type shit. You feel me? So if I had somebody that came to me with a kid, like, ugh, okay, fetus, deletus, let's get rid of this motherfucker. You feel me? Because I don't know. But, like, you've had a kid. So you know what it's like to see a motherfucker that's built in your image, literally.
Man, that shit is so beautiful.
Fred said the same shit, but I have not had that experience yet. But you've had experience with somebody that you consider she's not even of this earth no more. She's an angel. I have not had that experience yet. So when I have that experience, my answer probably gonna be different. But right now, it's like all my experience is that I can't trust this bitch. She gonna try to kill me in my sleep.
Yeah, no. I don't feel like that. I wouldn't ask him for a prenup because at the end of the day, like you said, what's the point if that's what you're feeling like, and why are you even thinking that far and thinking like something is going to happen where we're going to break up? We're in this together. Like that shouldn't even be on your mind. So I wouldn't personally, but I don't. To be honest, I don't know if I would or would not sign it. I don't know
that
because
kids?
I'll be feeling some type of way, huh?
That kid?
Oh no.
How old you?
22.
Oh yeah, she young.
when you be there?
January 28th.
Okay. That's what's up.
Aquarius.
Aquarius, my little boy Aquarius.
Hey.
So let's slip into the big homie's kitchen where we talk about everything that's hot. We talk about the hot new shit coming out. Right now, we got big homie Martez talk about his hot new music. Come straight out of H-Town, man. What's up? H-Town. What's up? Double cut that motherfucker. What's up?
Now I got a new joint that's really catching on fire back down there. Y'all ever heard of B King?
B King, nigga.
Yeah, B King.
And then Lee, y'all heard of mm-hmm. song?
Yeah, so. Club Godzilla, I ain't tricking. I just pitch it, dig it so, down.
That's like one of my day one niggas. Like me and bro.
We need him in the big homie's house, man. Shit.
Like me and bro, birthday's the same day.
If we get B King in here, we bringing like 13 strippers.
Nah, for real. But I'm not real shit though. So I got a joint with him called Back It Up. That's really going back in Houston.
It's a twerk song.
Wait, hold on. Let me goddamn.
I got another joint on some gangster shit that's going for me. Y'all heard of Mo3?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's my favorite.
Mo3. Yes. I've heard that before.
He came
to
the station.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I know it from. I knew I remember that name before.
I love him.
But that's my dog too, and I got a record with him just growing fast.
Oh,
home.
I know this one going hard.
Yeah, so I mean, I got a few records. I got some shit with the Young Dolph. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
how long you been doing?
Working.
Oh man, I've been doing this shit like 8-9 years.
Damn.
When did you start taking it serious?
I always tell people I started taking it serious back in high school. The reason why, because I used to be like the only rapper or the only person who could freestyle good back in my home high school at Wheatley in fifth grade. So I used to be beating on the desk in the gym. We'd be in the gym or we'd be in the hallway beating on the lockers and shit, right? And the law man who was working for our high school, his high school law, he used to always be like, hey, you need to keep going with this shit. He said, because every time I see a crowd of people, I think it's a fight. And I'm looking to be you. You know what I'm saying? You attract people.
The high school security?
High school security told me that shit. Man, I never forget, man.
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, high school security be down to the motherfucker. Them really be club security that need their job.
Homie told me, he was like, hey, every time you know when there'll be a crowd, it'd always be a fight. Uh-huh. It would be every time it'd be me rapping. And he was like, hey, so many times I had to break up that shit. He said, but I'm saying that you can draw a crowd. You need to go on with that
I
shit.
Feel like more mm-hmm. people in high school positions need to be like that. You feel me? Because if you know this talent, you don't need to shun it. You feel me? Because there's already enough motherfuckers that be directionless. But that be because the motherfucker, when they was young, told them that it wasn't shit. You feel me? Man. So, like, that's why, like, I like doing what I do. Because if I see a nigga that's talented in the elementary school ranks and shit, pursue that.
And that's what really encouraged me to start this rap shit, really. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go with it.
Some of these rappers be lying, though. The teacher did not tell you ain't going to be nothing. They told you to read out loud. And you was embarrassed.
I don't got the one of them stories. I ain't going to lie.
That's good, though. That's real good.
I don't think I got any of those stories. I mean, but shit, my mama taught my elementary school, so shit. Mm-hmm. It was never no conversation like that. Still like, all right, I'm going to tell Sonya.
Come down that hall.
Hey, bro, niggas don't know. Like, niggas do not know the pain of getting your ass whooped in a classroom legally.
For real. But I ain't gonna lie, like, all my favorite teachers, they always told me I was going to be something.
Yeah.
That's like, good. For real. Like, hey, even if you don't go to college, you're going to be something.
So did you grow up with a bunch of black teachers?
Yeah.
I didn't realize this shit till like, a few weeks ago, but a lot of people didn't have a black teacher until today was, like, middle school, high school. Yeah. You have a black teacher?
I mean, I did, but I get what you're saying.
I would say that is my story, too.
Yeah.
It's like middle school, high school, and I started.
I had a black, like, I didn't realize how rare that shit was till, like, niggas, when I got to college, and niggas came like, bro, this shit not like this everywhere. Like, what? Like, I had a black teacher my kindergarten year. My Freddie O, the photographer. We like I grew up with his Freddie O? Yeah, I grew up with his grandma, with his auntie, really. But Miss Lindsay, she down there raised me on Parsons Street. I'm from west side of Atlanta. So shit. I grew up with her. So I had her when I was pre elementary school, I didn't have a white teacher until I was in middle school, like sixth, seventh grade. So when niggas had the opposite story, say, I didn't have a white teacher until I was in high school, like, damn, for real? I didn't know that. That's just my experience. But I'm glad niggas had people that was encouraging your growth so you could be here today, because that shit is so important. Because all it takes is one person to be like, man, you ain't shit. You ain't going to be shit for that dream to gotta get deferred. You feel me?
I'm saying, man, my grandma used to always be like, hey, I ain't never met a millionaire, but I feel like you're going to be one.
Yeah. Aw,
that's when I was a kid, bro. Like, I was always on some trying to take over the world last shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was always extra smart, could fix some shit, could do shit. Just my mind was on a whole nother level with this shit. And people used to always tell me that. And it's beautiful for me because I'm seeing my little boy the exact same way. He left-handed. He thinks totally different.
Why the fuck is all these kids left-handed now? My little cousin, you left-handed too?
Left-handed, yeah.
You left-handed?
Yeah.
I'm outnumbered? Cash.
The frequency level of thinking on left-handed people is on a whole other level. Jay-Z left-handed.
My little cousin left-handed.
Obama left-handed.
Shut up, Deuce.
For real, like.
And they used to make me write with my right hand. My mama had went off on it when she found out. They used to make me literally write with my right hand.
I still can't. They said they couldn't teach left-handed. I still can't write for shit. My handwriting still sloppy. That's why I type
it. Mine's sloppy too. Because they try to make me write my freaking right hand. I write backwards.
That's crazy, bro. Like, I did not know that many people were left-handed.
And the thought process of left-handed people is just totally crazy. It's different.
Damn, that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Different.
Shout out to my little cousin, Deuce. My little cousin, Deuce, he's 11 years old. Yeah, he left-handed.
Yeah, what he do?
He do everything, bro. He play football, play basketball.
He good in all that shit, huh?
Oh, my God. How size? 11 years old.
I don't know. What's in the food?
No. He's her size. His sister is bigger than her. His sister is a little bit taller than me. She's 13.
See, my little boy, like.
Shout out Hannah and Deuce, man. That's look, when people talk about, like, black kid, bro, I love them, man. Them like I treat them like they my own. Like, I love on them. I tell my little cousin Hannah, she beautiful at every turn. Mm-hmm. You know, cause the world gonna tell them different. You feel me? So shout out to, you know, like we talked about you earlier, man. Black parents out here doing great things in the industry where it's not popular to do. You feel me?
Yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, like my little boy, it's just crazy. Like bro,
he's talented as hell too.
Huh? Bro, throw some at your ass, he's not gonna miss. Like, for real. Like,
what does he do?
He football and boxing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But
not gonna go out.
How old is you say four?
Four. Yes.
Oh, he said boxing. I'm like, oh, yeah, this nigga about 11. He's nigga four.
Four, for real, man. For real.
Damn. It's okay.
Like, y'all with 1-2.
Cause I've seen some yeah. of the boxing training videos. You're like, yo, this nigga could probably kick my ass.
Like, yeah, yo. He's definitely headed in that direction. I ain't bragging cause this is my little boy. This shit amazed me.
Yeah.
He was at the barbershop one day, right? And my partner who cut my hair, who been cutting my hair for years, he was cutting somebody else's hair. And my little boy, he got these guns he be having. The grandma buy him guns, little guns that shoot. And he shot my partner clippers out of his hand by giving that boy an edge up. And right then and there, I was like, it was an old woman, and she was like, hey, you don't know who your son is yet. By the time he gets 6 or 7, it's going to be a miracle. You better bet the house on him.
I don't believe in being like the overbearing parent type shit. But if you see your kid got talent, you should
push
that shit. So and especially if it's something that he like to do. I'm not saying push because a lot of parents be like that. They be like, well, shit, I wasn't good at this, but you about to be good at it. They gonna force their kids into some shit. But if you're like, I don't know shit about boxing. So if I have a kid and they good at boxing, shit, I know some people. I'm about to take you here. This shit, we about to see what this shit is. If you're really into it, we gonna push it. But like, some people be like, don't be trying to like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't want to be like offensive to some, but like, niggas don't be good at shit until they got them in their 30s. Ain't good into nothing. By that time, it's too late. If you good at some of your 30s, but there's another nigga that been doing that shit since he was 4.
It's a total difference.
It's a big ass difference. Right. But we definitely appreciate you for being a positive ass parent.
We need them. Well, hey, you been bringing some good men on the show.
We don't, because I don't fuck with bullshit, which go to my earlier point. I don't know broke niggas. Thank you.
You just don't know.
Oh, shit. Why are we here? Since we talk about niggas that's out here doing shit. This is Good Papers. It seems like a regular tissue roll, right? This is Justin Carpenter's brand. He, I think they launched it at the top of this month. You know, JC, the tax dude who I wanted you to go to war against with the Forex. But Justin Carpenter, he's partnered with some of his people. This is a grade A toilet tissue. So Good Papers, Google it, look it up. Look up JC, J Carp 410, dude from Baltimore, black dude, black owned. Go check it out. This is black-owned toilet tissue company.
What do you do? Keep your butt clean for days?
Shit, I don't know. nigga, we was running out of toilet paper like 5 months ago.
What do you do? What's special about it?
It's toilet paper.
Okay, J. Carp.
Shout out J. Carp, man. That's so what else do we need to know about you musically?
Oh, man.
And when the next project coming out? We know you got a project out now.
I can't even tell you when the next project coming out.
What's the single we looking for now?
You got some visuals?
Yeah, I actually got one with B King. I just got my video back with Mo3 as well. That's not out yet though, but the one with B King is out.
That's lit.
Is it on Apple Music?
Yeah. I know this Mo3 song. You and Mo3.
Back it up. Yeah. Oh, you definitely gonna. I know this motherfucker beat gonna be hard.
I wanna hear it.
So, this is Big Homie's house. You got anything else before we get up out of here?
Nah, man, do your thing.
I wanna hear a freestyle real quick.
No!
I wanna hear a freestyle.
We have segments for that. Not yet.
Okay. Off camera.
You gonna put my nigga on the spot. Shut the hell up, butter. Butter water. Hey, man, that is the Big Homie's house. This is episode 26, man. We is a quarter century in this motherfucker, man. Niggas thought we was gonna... Get off your dick.
Okay.
Shout out to Big Homie, Young Martez and this motherfucker. Big Homie Butter. It's your Big Homie Kodak. I'm in this motherfucker. This is the Big Homie's house. So before we hit in on this motherfucker, this is Back It Up featuring Beat King on the Big Homie's house. Big Homie's house. Episode 26. We in this motherfucker. Let's go.
Girl, you looking good. Want you back that ass up?
Okay. Back that ass up, brother. Hit it. Big booty butter. Hey.